Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Tel Mechel Zichron Ol HaBracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichron Ol HaBracha. We're in Sefer Shoftim. We're up to Perek Yud Tes, and we will begin the final episode of the storyline in Sefer Shoftim, which actually was actually a prelude to much of Sefer Shoftim, and it is the known as the famous story of Pilegish Begiva. Vayibayamim Mahemu Melech in Yisrael. It was in those days there is no Melech. Now, whenever you see the word Vayihi, we know the Gemara Megillah tells us it's going to be descriptive of a problem. And of course, there was no king around because, as the Mitzvah Dabit explains, had there been a king around, he would have done something about the crime that existed at this point in time. Vayihi ish Levi gar biyarkasei har Ephraim. So there's a guy who was a Levi, who was living in har Ephraim. Vayikach lo isha pilegesh mi Beis Lachem Yehuda. And he took a pilegesh from Beis Lachem Yehuda. The Avar Benel notes that this issue is similar and placed next to the story of Pesel Micha, because Micha also lived in har Ephraim. He also had a Levi from Beis Lachem. And of course, the woman involved in both incidents, Micha's mother and the woman's pilegesh, were very, very fundamental. In fact, women play a very important role in Sefer Shoftim, up and down the line, for good and for bad. And we see that the Radak holds that there was a punishment for the Avera of having an Avodah Zarah that so many people died. And then obvious is because both incidents took place because Ein Melech be Israel. So this man has a Pilegesh. She turned away from him. She turned from his house to the outside. And of course, Chazal tells us, Rashi says, that she engaged in Znus. That's what the impression is over here. And so there, she might not have actually committed act of Gilui Arayos, but she didn't engage in improper cleanliness. Maybe there was a question of having a fly around or a certain hair removal issue, says the Gemara in Gittin. But whatever it was, there was a fight that broke out between them. Vatelech meito el beis avia el beis lachem Yehuda vatisham yamim rabim arba'a chadashim. And they were there she went back home, and she was there for 4 months. And then, you know, according to the Ma'am Lois, based on Targum Yonah's son, he was trying to make sure she wasn't pregnant before he decided to reconcile. Now, it should be pointed out, while we're involved over here, that there was a major amount of Ema Yisera. Chazal tell us that this man was a very, very angry man. And it caused a certain degree of fear in the house with the Pilegesh. And what exactly was going on is indeed the subject of today's Nachyomi, A Deeper Look. And it plays a very important role for us in how we carry ourselves in that situation. So her husband got up and went after her to persuade her to come back home. And he took a servant with him, and a team of donkeys. So she brought him into her father's house. When her husband was seen by the father-in-law, he was very excited to see him because she met him on the road, and he thought that it was going to be a good thing for them to reconcile. And the father-in-law, the girl's father, grabbed him. He created a party, ate and drank, and they were so excited that he realized that he was at fault for the separation, and there was a reconciliation, and that there's no shayla of Gilui Arayos. So, and the next day, the fourth morning, they got up early in the morning to go, and the father of the girl said, okay, well, you know, let's eat breakfast, and then you'll go. And then they ate and drank, and they, right, go ahead, hang out a little while, and it'll be okay, since you already are a little bit more intoxicated. You know, why are you traveling so far? And the man agreed to stay over the night, knowing that, traveling is going to be hard to do. So on the next day, he got up in the morning. The man got up and the father urged him, and so he stayed over. His purpose was to improve their relationship so they wouldn't fight anymore. So now on the fifth day, they got up extra early. Said, eat and drink, eat yourself now. And they hung out until the day, was starting to get the end of the day. They eat. So it was already at the end of the fifth day. They got up to leave. He said, look, the day is already weekend. It's already almost the end of the day. You'll get up early tomorrow morning, and that's when you'll go. It'll make more sense. However, this has already been 5 days. The man decided he's not sleeping over. And instead, the man left, and he came over Yavus, which was Yerushalayim. In other words, he had traveled at that point in time, and they moved towards Yerushalayim. And this occurred after after the day's travels. He had a team of saddle donkeys, and his Pilagish was also with him. They were already near Yavus. The sun is starting to set. Let's go into the city of Yavusi and we'll stay over, right, at the end of the day. We don't stop in the city of Goyim. We're going to keep going to Giva. Instead, let's go to one of those places. We'll stay in Giva or in Ramah, whatever it is. I don't want to camp in the fields. I don't want to stay in the Yavusi city because of robbery. It says the Malbim. Instead, we'll go to one of these other places. So they keep going, and when the sun sets near Giva, which belonged to Binyamin, that area, that's where they found themselves. So they turn there to come to the area near Giva. So they were by the marketplace. Nobody was there to show Hachnasas Orchim. Now, how could it be that there's no mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim? And the answer is because of the episode of Pesel Micha, where the guests robbed him of his Avodah Zarah. People say is the author of the Musar HaNevi'im. We're now scared to take in guests. And take a look at our situation in modern times. We've had certain episodes where guests have not acted appropriately. And as a result, people are afraid to bring guests sometimes into the homes. So an old man came home from work at night, and the man came out of Geva, which was, and the people in the area were Binyamin. So the man raises his eyes and he asks him, where are you going? I'm going out to Beis Lechem Yehuda. I'm going to Beis Hashem. No one's willing to take me into the house just to keep me safe. I don't even need anything. I have food for my animals. I have bread and wine. I have enough food for myself, for the pilegesh, for the servant. I'm not missing anything at all. So the old man had to respond. And the psukim tell us, he said, well, it's be peaceful. Just let all your needs be upon me. In other words, don't be afraid, because you're not going to stay in the street, says Mitzudas David, but since you have food, you can eat of your own, but the lodging is I'm going to take care of. Right? Rak barachov al talon, don't stay in the street, it's not the place for you. So he brought him into his house. He takes the man and the pilagesh and the nar into the house. And he gave fodder to the donkeys, and yavul is food, and he prepared for them.
And so he followed the law, says the Me'am Lois, that you have to feed the animals before you eat. They washed their feet, and then they got ready to eat. They were enjoying themselves. And as they were there, the men of the city, they were evil, terrible people. They're surrounding the house. They're beating at the door. In other words, we find, they're banging down on the door. And we want to really figure out that person. In other words, they said, we're going to be engaging in inappropriate actions with him. It's interesting, Chazal point out that the Anshei Belial, Nasab al Abayis, we find a similar concept, an idea with the people of stone. And we saw that their actions, they got destroyed by Shamayim. The Malbim explains that what was the difference over here between this and the people of the stone. The Malbim says that in stone, they made up their own rules and forced them in the name of justice, and their philosophy was corrupt. Here, they didn't rationalize their Aveira, they just did it out of lust. The author of the Shev Shmaitz has an introduction to Shev Shmaitz, who offers a different perspective, but he brings this idea as well. The man went out to them and he said to them, guys, don't do that. It's a terrible thing. Don't do that to the person at my house, right? That's the way you need to behave. Consider our relationship. Don't harm this person who came to my house, and don't do something so disgraceful. Instead, at least whatever you're going to do, right? Since the practice apparently was to abuse guests in the city, he said, listen, you go ahead and you take my daughter, and you go ahead and take the pilegish, do with them whatever you want to do in terms of other immoral behavior. But do not do this to the man, right? At least you won't proceed in that manner. And so the people didn't want to listen. They wanted to go ahead and do something very horrible. And so what had happened? The man grabbed his pilagish and the stuff and said she was reluctant, so he forced her outside with hope that they would just deal with her. They abused her all night and they sent her when it was morning time. So previously they said forget about it, but when they actually saw her, they were okay and appeased, says the Rabag. The Rabbanel says the reason they refused was not because they preferred a man over a woman, but they refused out of respect to the old man whose daughter had also been offered. But now it's only the Pilegesh. They said, okay, she's also a guest and they can go ahead and abuse her. And boy, did they treat her terribly all night long. So the woman came in the morning. She fell down. She was so broken from the abuse that she had suffered, says the Metzudas David. She was there. And so he got up in the morning. And he opened the doors of the house to go along. And he was getting ready to leave. Right, and so she was lying after falling down on the entrance of the house. Her hands are on the threshold, and she says, "Okay, so get up, let's go." And there was nobody to answer. No one answered because she was dead. And so he takes her and he goes to his house. So he came into her house and he takes up a knife. And he cut her up and cut her body into 12 limbs. And he sends her throughout all of Am Yisrael. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva over here. And he says that she was allowed to dismember her and delay the burial to inspire Am Yisrael to carry out justice and to prevent such a thing from recurring. However, other Mefarshim are quick to point out that the guy's not really a very good individual. He's actually one of the major criminals over here, some of the Mefarshim point out. Look at how he treats his wife, right? And it was, when everyone saw it, they would say, oh my gosh, they said this such a thing hasn't happened since Bnei Yisrael came up from Mitzrayim. Concern yourself about it, take Eitzah and speak. And so again, the Malbim also sent along a description. The Malbim says that the man sent a description together with the pieces. He wanted to illustrate, just like a human being can't exist if he's dismembered, so too Am Yisrael can't exist without unity. And so what happened with Binyamin could only lead to disunity, therefore it had to be corrected. And just when a human limb is infected, it has to be removed. So far, so it is. When a part of a nation deteriorates, you have to rectify that piece. And it caused a tremendous backlash in Am Yisrael. And he says, listen, it's time for us to come up with some plan to deal with this situation. What are we going to do? And we'll see exactly what the intention and attention becomes when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.